小朋友们老师可以去参加自习。
You know, the children and school teachers can go to your classes.
我们现在要来唱另外一支诗歌。
We're going to sing another verse.
560。耶稣是我的，我有把握。
Blessed assurance。
这首诗歌的英文是说，义父的确据。
And this is blessed assurance。
我们以前唱的诗歌就是义父的确据，耶稣是我，是这么唱。
This is how the melody goes。
我这个耶稣是我的，我有把握也很好。
And this is about the same song. It's that Jesus is mine. He gives us assurance.
我们接着唱第一句。
We sing verse one.
大家都是很熟悉的这首歌。
A very familiar song. And this is the most familiar song. And many of you can even memorize it. And we can even sing it as a song. And let's read Psalm 1. So if you like to memorize it, you can do that.
耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在河岸的水边。他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走的义路。我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我在。你的大你的胆都安慰我，在我敌人面前，你为我摆设筵席。你用油膏了我的头，使我的后背满意。我一生一世，你要恩惠慈爱随着我。我先要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。我们特地和弟兄姊妹来注意到第五节。
We put emphasis on verse five.
在我敌人面前，你为我摆设宴席，你用油膏了我的头。
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows.
今天早晨我倒不是要来讲诗篇二十三篇。
Today I'm not going to speak on Psalm 23.
我只是要来讲其中的一句话。
I'm just going to mention one phrase in this hymn.
覆杯满溢。
It is cup of blessing filled to overflowing.
这个圣经呢，中文是翻得非常的宝贝。
And its translation is very precious.
可能比英文还要好。
Even better than the English translation. It's that cup of blessing filled to overflowing.
有这四个字啊, 描写到 我们神的儿女在神面前蒙到那个极大极大的恩典。
It says, as children of God, we receive so much blessing.
神给我们的福分, 神给我们的应许, 要叫福杯满溢。
His blessings and promises just fill that cup to overflowing.
我在主面前寻求，当这一年新的开始的时候，主要给我们传讲什么样的话语？
As I was waiting and seeking for the Lord, what should I speak to all of us?
我的里面就浮起这样一幅图画了。
And to me, it's a picture.
主要使我们的腹背满溢。
Is that our cup of blessing will be filled to overflowing?
刚才洪德的讲开始的时候啊。 他盼望我们在未来的一年呢，是平安的一年。And
who, as he was saying that we hope that this year start with peace.
这个很好啊。Very
good.
但是我要更进一步。But
furthermore.
我在主面前仰望。My
hope before the Lord.
无论是我自己。No
matter for myself.
我的弟兄姊妹们。My
brothers and sisters.
我们的教会。Our
church.
我们要求主赐给我们一个满了祝福的一年。
That it will be a year full of blessings.
所以这是今天早晨呢，我要和弟兄姊妹交通的主题。So
this is the theme I'd like to share with you today.
求主在未来的一年当中，使我们的聚会，使我们每一个弟兄姊妹，个个人在主面前都尽力到福杯满溢。So
we pray that this year, yeah, in our meetings and. Every one of us, we can experience cup of blessing filled to overflowing.
哎，当我们读完圣经呢，这里福杯满溢这四个字。
And in Chinese translation, it's four words of cup and of blessing filled to overflowing.
这四个字是非常生动的描写。
And each one of these translation Chinese is very vivid.
讲到神要给我们的祝福啊，从四方面来表达出来。
And it's blessing is from four different aspects.
我们第一个要提起这个福字。
First is blessing.
我们先来说啊，什么是福？
So what is blessing?
我们大家都是很希望能够梦到主的祝福。Every
one of us want to receive God's blessing.
那我们好好的想一想呢，什么是我们所寻求的福呢？
So what is the blessing that we are seeking?
一般人，特别是我们中国人呢，这福气嘛，就是我们长命百岁啦。And
many of us, especially Chinese, is that we can live a long life.
或者是多子多孙呐。Have
many sons and grandchildren.
富贵满堂啊。And
being rich and wealthy.
那么这样的人呢，好像很有福气啊。And
that kind of person would be very rich and very blessed.
在神面前，我们的圣经里面看。 神要给我们的福，不是我们中国人所想象的那一种。But
before God, these are not the blessings that God wants to give us.
你想想看啊，如果一个人长命百岁，活到九十多岁，一百岁，imagine
a person live until 90 some or even 100 years old.
但是呢，谣言。 弯了，腿也不能动了，没有力量了。But
yet his back is hunched and he cannot walk and all these things.
牙齿也不能够吃东西了，眼睛也看不清楚了。And
his teeth cannot eat and the eyes cannot see clearly.
你就是活到九十岁，活到一百岁，你想想这个福气在哪里？
What blessing it is if you live like this until you're 90 something or even 100 years old.
或者你多子多孙。
Or you have many sons and grandchildren.
好，像有的弟兄们就生了12个儿子女儿。And
some people have 12 children.
但是呢，天天兄弟姊妹之间呢，都勾心斗角。But
all the children are fighting in each other in their hearts.
互相猜忌。And
they were jealous or be suspicious of each other.
都是想争夺父母亲的财产。
They all want to grab parents' inheritance.
所以你就是七八十个子孙。 你想想你有没有福气啊？
So if you have seven and eight children, is it a blessing to you?
这圣经里给我们看见了，神要给我们的祝福，就是神把他自己和他一切的丰富来给我们享受，来给我们经历。
So in the Bible, we know God's blessing is that when He gives Himself and His abundance to us to experience.
以弗所书第一章告诉我们怎么样的？
In Ephesians chapter 1, what did it say?
他神在基督里面呢，曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
It's in Christ, God has given us all kinds of spiritual blessings.
弟兄姊妹们，神要赐给我们的天上各样属灵的福气。
Is that God want to give us all kinds of spiritual blessings in heaven?
远远超过地上的。
It is far better than the things on earth.
这个才是祝福。
This is blessing.
天上各样属灵的福气，那包括哪一些呢？
And all kinds of spiritual blessing, what does it include?
那今天我是绝对讲不完。
And I know that I cannot finish everything today.
我讲52个礼拜我也讲不完。
Even if I can speak for 52 weeks, I cannot finish. So I'm just going to mention a little.
第一个福气。
The first blessing.
我们来读罗马书第四章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 4, verse 8.
我们弟兄已经把这个圣经呢，给我们打在上面。
Romans chapter 4 verse 8。
你要翻圣经也很好。
And if you like to turn the Bible,
我们大家来读一读这些圣经。
Let's read this verse.
这四年已故，这个已罪的，这个已自由的，
主
不算为有罪的，这人自由的。我们大家。
Let's read it in English together. Blessed are they whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man whose sin the Lord will never count against him.
这第一种的福分呢，就是罪都赦免了。
So the first blessing is when our transgressions are forgiven.
看我们是不算为有罪的。
And when the Lord looks at us, He will not declare us sinful.
你想这样的人活得多轻松。
You see how burdenless this person will be, and how joyful in his heart.
当我们一个人若是有罪恶的重担压在我们身上的时候
，Because when we have the burden of sin lay upon us.
比方我们为所挣的财产啊，和兄弟之间搞得不和
，Or we have problems with our brothers and sisters because they're fighting for the inheritance.
比方我们家庭里边，我们人和人之间呢、啊。就常常争争吵吵。
Or even in a family, in a household, people are always arguing.
或者我这个人很大的贪心。
Or I have a lot of covetousness.
我又是很自私。
I'm very selfish.
我又很嫉妒别人。
I'm very jealous of others.
你想这些罪恶的重担压在我身上。
When you have all these kind of the burdens of sin on you.
你的日子好过吗？
Do you think your days are good?
你可以说是没有一天平安的日子。
You would say I have not even a day of peace.
没有一天喜乐的日子。
I don't even a day of joy.
一旦主把我们的罪恶拿去了。
But yet when God takes our sins away.
那罪担从我们身上就脱落下来了。
Or our sin burden has been laid down.
主看我们不算为有罪了。
And the Lord will not count against us.
哎呀。那个日子呢，真是太美妙，太宝贵。
How beautiful are those days, and how precious is it?
就一个例子吧。
Just an example.
好像是一个在美国没有拿到身份的人。
Just as the person who lives in the United States but do not have the green card.
他也不能够打工。
He cannot find a job.
他找什么工作都不顺利。
And everything when they look for job is not.
他只要躲躲闪闪，这个不能给人看见，不能给别人发现。
He's always in hiding, will not be discovered by others.
你想想，这个日子多苦啊，多难受、啊。
Think about the days like this, how difficult it is.
有一天呢、啊，突然是美国的总统下一个命令。
And suddenly the president has a decree.
说什么样的人呢、啊？你的。可以拿到你们本来没有身份的，现在大赦了，你可以拿到身份。
And there are certain people that can receive green card.
哦，那些本来没有身份的，现在可以取得美国的身份了，可以在安然居住下来了。
So those people who did not have green card before, now they can live in peace because they have a green card.
从今之后，我可到什么工作都可以了。
Now I can find any job I want.
你看看，他多喜乐。
Imagine how joyful he will be.
心里面多满足，是不是啊？
And how gratifying it is.
所以这个就是大卫说的了，啊，这赦免其过、这个其罪的人啊，这人是有福的。
And this is what David said. Blessed are they whose transgression are forgiven, whose sin are covered.
所以第一种福分呢，我们就到主面前来。用主的光照在我们身上，把我们的罪恶统统让出来，给我们除地。
So the first blessing is that when we come before the Lord, His light shine upon us and let Him take away all our sins and transgressions.
是我们和神之间和人之间都能够平平安安、和和谐谐。
So there will be peace and harmonious relationship between God and men and men and others.
这样啊，你的日子就过得很自在。
You have such freedom and peace in your days.
主看你啊，不算我有罪。
Because God will not count our sin against us.
我们不凭经验主，就这个杯里边主的宝血啊，已经把我们所有的罪通通的洗净。
So because the blood of Christ had cleansed us from all unrighteousness.
啊，这人呢是有福的。
And these people are blessed.
啊，所以我们有很多很多很多很多美好的诗歌了。
So there are many beautiful hymns.
啊。我特别喜欢诗歌三十一首里边有两有几句话。
I especially like hymn 31. There are two sentences there.
他说我既敬神敬到如此。
So very nigh to God, I cannot nearer be. And I cannot nearer be.
他是如何爱这个不是家子啊如何？他是如何爱他儿子，照样爱我不稍改。
The love.Wherewith he loves the Son, such is his love to me. Do you know this song?
我既敬神敬到如此，已经不能再相近。他是如何爱他儿子，照样爱我不少感。好不好啊？
This is a beautiful song.
我现在已经既敬神啊，已经敬到一个地步啊，可以不能再相近。
It's that I'm so close to God I can never, cannot nearer be.
他爱我呢，好像他爱他的儿子一样，那么和他爱他儿子一样，一点都没有也差别。
And the love that he loves his son is such a love to me.
所以你们想想看，当我们这样的亲近神活在神面前，和神之间没有间隔。
So as you come near to God so close, isn't it such joy that you experience?
这就是一种福气。
So this is kind of a blessing. 你
亲近在神的怀抱中。
But when you are so near to His bosom,
能够享受他福气。
And you can enjoy Himself.
这是神要给我们祝福里边的第一种。
So this is the first blessing God will give us.
我们再来看第二种的福气。
And the second kind of blessing.
我们的诗篇第一篇。
Let's look at it. Psalm chapter 1.
诗篇第一篇。
Psalm chapter 1, verse 1 to 3.
诗篇第一篇也是大家都很熟悉。
And we all are very familiar with Psalm chapter 1.
我相信也是很多弟兄姊妹都会背。
And also we can memorize.
我们这里说呢，我们看啊，他为喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人便为有福。他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干。
But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He's like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaves do not wither, and whatever he does prosper.
这个第二种的福气啊，就是一个人在那里享受到神的话语。从神的话语中得到了滋润，得到供应，而改变了我们生命的样子的人。
The second kind of blessing is the blessing of bearing fruit as a result of delighting in the provision of God's word.
我不晓得今天我们在座的弟兄姊妹是不是每一个人都能够经历到啊
？I don't know if each one of us can experience this.
当你来到神话语的跟前
，When you come before His word，
好好的来享用。神的话
And when you really enjoy the word of God,
你就到神的话语当中啊，得到很多很多的滋养。
So you receive so much nutrients from this word.
使你的心灵里变得满的滋润了。
Your heart is fully nourished.
结果呢，就是这个神的话语一滋润到那里边呢，就好像那个丰富的营养，就把你这个人的生命都改变。
So as the word of God nourish you, it really changes your whole life.
啊，就结出果子来了。
And you can bear fruit.
啊，那个就是有福气的人。
This is a person who's really blessed.
所以我盼望每一个弟兄姊妹哦，都能够有这种福气。
And I hope every one of us can have this kind of blessing.
我们在神的话，借着神的话语来吸取神的丰富。
And through His word, we can receive His abundance.
让我们整个生命的光景有很好的改变。
And our whole spiritual condition will be totally changed.
而结出各样美好的果子来。
And we can yield all kinds of beautiful fruits.
你们知道。圣经里面讲到果子有什么样的果子
？And do you know what kind of fruits the Bible had mentioned？
能不能够讲出来
？Can you mention it？
嗯，我们结出什么样的果子来
？What kind of fruits would bear？
圣灵所结的果子有什么
？What are the fruits of the Spirit？
有仁爱、喜乐、
Love, joy,
和平、
peace,
忍耐、
patience,
恩慈、
kindness,
良善、
goodness。
信
实、
温柔、
gentleness、and self-control。
哎呀，你身上，我们身上能够结出这样的果子来呀，这个人就是有福了。
So blessed are those who can bear all kinds of fruits like these。
第一样果子是爱。
First is the fruit of love。
这个爱呢，不光是一种，哎呀，我爱你，你爱我这样的讲一讲而已了啊。
Love is not just a verbal, but I love you and you love me。
这爱是包括我能够体谅对方。
Love is that you're able to bear the other person。
我能够包容别人的过错。
I can bear their fault。
啊，在许多事情上，虽然好像是别人对不起我，但是我能够不对他计较。
Is that even when we think that other people offended us, and we will not take it in heart?
就好像那个约瑟一样，虽然哥哥们出卖我。
Just like Joseph when his brothers betrayed him.
但是呢，约瑟说，你们的意思虽然卖我，但神的意思好呢。
And Joseph said, although your thought was evil, but yet God meant it for good.
就这样看来，不是你们把我卖掉的，是神打发我在你们以前呢。打发我到埃及来给你们预备粮食的。
So not really is it not you guys who sold me to Egypt? It is God sent me ahead of all of you to Egypt.
啊，所以呢，又是去把他在神面前领受的粮食啊，就供应给他的弟兄们。
And Joseph sold them many grains.
啊，这个就是基督的爱。
So this is the love of Christ.
不计较我们的过犯。
Do not measure or remember our faults.
我们对他许多的亏欠。
And he forgives all our offenses to him.
他一直爱我们，一直爱我们。
He continue and continue to love us.
我这个人，我没有信主之前，我这个人很自私。
Before I was a Christian, I was a very selfish person.
我只晓得爱自己。
I only know how to love myself.
我不会去爱别人。
I will not love others.
当然，我要父母爱我。
I want my parents to love me.
我要我什么弟弟妹妹爱我。
I want my brothers and sisters to love me.
要我同学爱我，大家反正要大家都对我好。
I want everybody to treat me well.
都是以自己为中心
，so self-centered。
我甚至从来不懂得爱的真实意义。
I really do not know the true meaning of love。
也可以说没有真正尝过什么是爱。
I never really taste what true love is。
一直等到我信了主之后。
Until I believe in the Lord。
神把他的爱浇灌在我的里面。
When God poured His love upon me。
我不但享受到神的爱。
Not only I can enjoy God's love。
我也享受到神借着弟兄姊妹们。流露出来的爱
and also enjoy all the love that overflows from our brothers and sisters.
所以当我信主之后啊，我真是活在一般非常爱主的弟兄姊妹中间。
After believing in the Lord, I live among those who love the Lord.
是深深叫我的心灵受到感动。
And my heart is deeply moved.
我才觉得哦，原来生活在神面前的这样一种美好的爱。
So I realized.To live before the Lord is in such a lovely state.
所以那个时候开始呢，我慢慢学会怎样来爱人。
from that time on, I learned how to love others.
就结出了一点点爱的果子来。
And I bear little fruit of love.
当然觉得还是不算很多。
Not a lot.
啊，在有一次啊，我们的奥斯汀聚会的时候。
And one time we had meeting in Austin, Texas.
一个姊妹来做见证。
And a sister gave a testimony.
她说啊，我们本来来教会啊，都是被人勉强来的。
And she said, when we first came to church, it's being forced to come.
因为我的儿女在美国读书啊，读什么？
Because my children study in the United States.
那我们就来礼亲啊，来看望儿女啊。
So we just came to visit them.
那么人家就带我们来了。哎，那这里中国人很少啊，到教会去，你可以交到很多的中国人的朋友啊。
And they said to me, there's not many Chinese here. If you go to church, you will meet many Chinese people.
我们也没有什么意思要信耶稣啊，反正是这里很寂寞嘛，我们就来教会聚会聚会。
So I have no desire to believe, but yet we are so lonesome, so we just come to church to the meeting.
他说我们来了一段时间之后啊。
But after a period of time of attending.
其实你们在讲什么东西啊？我什么都没听进去。
In fact, whatever you guys are talking, I didn't take it to heart at all.
但是呢，我的心灵当中就感受到这里有爱。
But I felt in my heart there is love here.
是我们过去啊，是从来没感受到过。
It is something that we had never felt before.
我活了那么四五十年、几十年了之后啊，我从来没有享受到过这样的爱。
For these 40 and 50 years, I have never enjoyed such love.
就是来到你们中间或你们聚聚会的时候。我感觉到这个地方和世界不同。
And when I come here and to attend the meeting, I felt that this place is so different from the world. Because there's God's love here.
结果呢，我就这样就信了主了。
This is how I believe in the Lord.
你看，这个就是啊，结出果子了。
This is how we bear fruit.
啊，所以这个是一种能够结出爱的果子来呀、啊，这是一种福气，你晓不晓得
？Do you know that when you're able to bear the fruit of love?This is a blessing to you.
第二样果子是什么果子啊
？So the second fruit is
喜乐的果子。
It's the fruit of joy.
你信主之后啊，你的生活是忧忧愁愁的，还是喜乐的
？After you believe in the Lord, do you live a life of joy or sadness?
你的表现是常常愁眉苦脸呐、还是？就喜乐洋溢在你的身上了。
Do you show a countenance of sadness and frowning all the time, or joyfulness?
这基督徒啊，正是活在主里边，从主那得到滋养养料的话呀，你能够结出一种喜乐的果子来。
So if you listen to the Lord and receive nutrients from Him, you will display the joyfulness in you.
可能有人说，你到那就可以喜乐了。
And you say, oh, of course, you can be joyful.
因为你什么都是平平安安、顺顺利利。
Because everything is so peaceful and smooth with your life.
你知道我的环境多艰难、
You know how difficult my
situation is? 我哪里有什么事情叫我喜乐的
？Is there anything that make me joyful?
你知道刚才我们唱那个诗歌《有福的确据》那个姊妹
？Remember the sister who wrote the song "Blessed Assurance"?
就 Crosby 啊。
It's a Crosby.
刚才我们听他。那个诗歌，有福的确据，耶稣是我。你看他多喜乐，是不是啊
？He said how joyful it is when she wrote, "Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine."
你知道他是个什么样的人吗
？You know what kind of person she is?
他是生下来才几个礼拜，眼睛就因为医生乱吃药了，眼睛瞎掉。
She became blind a few weeks after she was born because the doctor put the wrong medicine in her eyes.
所以他大半生的日子啊，都是看不见任何东西。
So most of her life, she can never see anything.
一个人生活在这样一个黑暗的世界里面，还有什么喜乐可言呢
？How can you say that she's joyful when she lives in such a world of darkness?
但是你看，你听他那些所写的，他写了很多的诗歌。
And you know she wrote a lot of hymns.
除了那个刚才那有福的确据之外。
And besides the song of Blessed Assurance.
像那个我们喜欢唱的，一路我梦见主引领。征服是不何必求那首诗歌。
Another song, All the Way My Savior Leads Me.
那个也是 Crosby 姊妹所写。
And she also wrote that song.
她有很多的诗歌都是很鼓舞人心的。
And a lot of songs she wrote really encourage others.
叫我们尝到天上的喜乐的。
That we can taste heavenly joy.
所以你看见了，她虽然外面眼睛看不见。
So outwardly, although she cannot see.
但是她的心灵里边与主有相交通。
But yet because in her heart she has such fellowship with God.
她尝到了主的甘甜。
She tastes the sweetness of God.
她从主的话语中得到了养料。
She receives nutrients from the word of God.
所以即便眼睛看不见。
Though she cannot see.
仍然是充满喜乐。
But yet her heart is full of joy.
这基督徒和外邦人不同就是，外邦人碰见这样的环境，我就喜乐不起来了。
So this is the difference between Christians and the non-believers, because non-believers say, I cannot be joyful.
我们基督徒因为主的同在，在任何环境中都能够靠主喜乐。
So Christians, because they have the presence of God, in all situations, they can be joyful.
我告诉你们了，一个能够靠主喜乐的人是有福的人。
Blessed are those who can rejoice in the Lord.
一个整天愁眉苦脸啊，总是忧伤伤的啦，这个就是缺少一点福气啊。
So those who be walking around frowning and not being sad, they really lacking this kind of blessing.
所以我们求神把这个祝福给我们。
So may we ask the Lord to give us this blessing.
第三样的果子是什么
？The third kind of fruit is what?
什么？仁爱喜乐什么？和平
啊、It's peace.
第三样的果子，和平的果子。
So the third kind of fruit is peace.
和平的果子啊，就是能够与神和谐。
Is that we can have a right relationship with God?
也能够与人和谐。
And also the right relationship with fellow men.
我们没有信主之前呢，常常是对任何人都不能和谐。
So before we are Christian, we don't have any good relationship with anyone.
我们在家庭里边。也是夫妻之间不能和谐。
And in the family, husband and wife cannot,、
啊、
cannot live in peace.
多少家庭都是争争吵吵啊，兄弟姊妹之间的争吵，父母儿女之间的争吵，夫妻之间的争吵。
So in the family, like the parents are in argument all the time, the brothers and sisters, they just cannot live in peace.
我们和邻居之间争吵，和同事之间的争吵。
And they have argument with the co-workers or neighbors.
反正我看谁都不顺眼。
And I said that nobody is right.
每一个人呢、啊，我能够和他合得来的。
And I cannot live in peace with anyone.
那这样的人太苦了。
And they really live and have a difficult life.
你的人生多苦啊。
How much suffering you have to endure?
这是没有福气的人。
These people do not have that kind of blessing.
有福气的人呢、啊，就在神面前得到神话语的滋养之后啊。
A person who's blessed after they receive the nutrients from the word of God.
你里面丰富起来了。
And you have such abundance in it.
你能够不但和神和谐。
Not only you can have a right relationship with God.
你也能够与人和谐了。
And also have a harmonious relationship with fellow men.
当你与人和与神都和谐的时候，你自己心灵里边呢也就和谐，也平安。
So and everything is a right relationship, and you feel. Right inside you.
所以刚才Hun告诉我们了，盼望未来这一年这个平安的一年。
So as Brother Hun said, hopefully this year is a year of peace.
那这个就是和神之间是很和谐的。
So it's harmonious relationship with God.
和人之间也很和谐。
And also with fellow men.
自己里边也是没有不平安，也是很和谐。
And there's peace because of the harmonious relationship with everyone.
你这样啊，这种生活啊，叫做有福的生活。
This kind of life is a blessed life.
是蒙神的祝福了。
It's being blessed by God.
是这样的人叫做有福的人。
These are the men who are blessed.
啊，那么许多神赐给我们是注定许多的福分呢。
But there are so many special blessings God is going to bless us.
我总不能够一直讲下去吧。
And I cannot continue on.
那么讲上这个上一个果子啊。
I only mentioned.
其他的我就省掉。
So I only mentioned three fruits.
现在我们要来讲第二个字。
The second word.
就父杯满溢，就这个杯子。
It's talking about the cup, that cup of blessing filled to overflowing.
我们要和大家来读一节圣经。
I'm going to read another verse.
诗篇第六篇。
It's Psalm chapter 16.
第五节。
Verse 5.
啊，这是大卫所讲的一句话。
And this is what David has said.
耶和华是我的产业，是我杯中的份。
It's the Lord, you have assigned me my portion and my cup.
好，现在英文就大家一起来读。
Let's read in English. Lord, you have assigned me my portion and my cup.
好，我们中文再来读一遍。
In Chinese again.
耶和华是我的产业，是我杯中的份。圣经里边呢，一提到这个杯子啊。是 얘기가 비장 패밀리.
So whenever the Bible describes cup, it has a very special meaning.
신유가 비장 하고.
It's a very good description.
그런데 我们的 부빙 아, 我们 뒤에 나아지 이게 한 다리 杯子了.
So a brother was holding on the cup.
当你拿这个杯子的时候啊,
when you're holding on the cup,
你就要知道. 这个杯子里的东西啊，是我可以喝下去的。
Whatever is inside the cup is something that I can drink.
所以这个杯里面的东西是都是给我饮用的。So
whatever is inside the cup is for me to drink and to enjoy.
我把这个杯里面的那些葡萄酒或者葡萄豆或者其他的很丰富的养料的东西。So
whatever is inside the cup, either it's grape juice or whatever nutritious drink.
现在在你的手中,
when it is in your hand,
你随时都可以喝下去,
and you can drink it anytime you want.
你不是光看一看的啊,
not just take a look.
你拿了杯，你一杯牛奶，一杯什么果汁,
a cup of milk or juice.
我的就是为了能喝下去,
is that for you to drink it in?
喝下去呢，这些养料就成为你身体中的养料。
So all the good nutrients become nourishing to you.
所以杯中一切的营养啊，就都成了你身体的养分了。So
all these nutrients became something that can nourish you.
所以耶和华是我杯中的份，就讲到神的一切的祝福啊，就都成了我们可以享用的部分。So
when he says, Lord, you have assigned me my portion, my cup, is that his blessing is something that we can take in and enjoy.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有想到过，今天神的一切的丰富啊，都是你可以拿来享用的福分。So
brothers and sisters, do you know His abundance is something that we can take in?
可惜很多的基督徒啊，就不知道怎么来用这个福分。But
regretfully, many Christians do not know how to utilize these blessings.
我们做基督徒啊，不是光是来聚会做一些形式上的事情，做做礼拜。
And being Christian is not something we just come to church, it's kind of ritual and our ceremony.
哎呀，很多基督徒都很可惜呀，他信了主了之后啊，就晓得做做礼拜，就不晓得怎么来享用主的福分。Very
pitiful. Many Christians, after become a Christian, they just come to church, you know, but yet they do not know how to enjoy God.
所以光是参加形式上的一些东西啊，我实在觉得太可惜了。
And if they just participate some kind of our ritual and ceremony, it is really regretful.
并且我们敬主呢，也不是来把圣经上的东西当做一种学问来研究，用头脑来研究。
And also, Christianity is not something that we use our head to just research and just look into it.
如果你光是把圣经或者神的道理啊，当做一种知识道理的研究啊。
If you use the word of God as something that just to satisfy your the need of your knowledge, it's no good use for you.
我们必须要知道，神的丰富，神的一切的福分呢，都是要我们用心灵来享用的。
All God's abundance is for our heart to enjoy.
罗马书第10章里面有一句话。
In Romans chapter 10, there's a verse.
啊，他说啊。 这道离你不远,
the word is near you.
啊, 就在你口里,
it is in your mouth and in your heart.
这个神的话,神的丰富啊, 在你口里,
so God's word and His abundance is in your mouth and in your heart.
神的话里面,神, 关于神的一切的丰富啊, 都要用你口,用心来感应的。
So God's abundance and His word, it needs our mouth and our heart to feel it, to sense it.
我们人啊，也是一样。And
men are like this.
啊，比方说我们这个爱呀，我们对人的爱呀。So
for example, the love we give.
我们爱一个人啊。If
we love someone.
这个不是念就念就他，他是在哪里出生的。
So it's not something that you research on where he was born, how old is he, what is his height, what is his weight, how is his temper.
光是这个研究啊，产生不能产生出爱来。All
this knowledge will not bring out love.
这个爱是怎么产生出来的呢？
How can that love be produced?
一进到一个人。
When you have know someone,
你也不知道，也不一定知道他是姓什么，名字叫什么。
You might not know their name.
你也不知道他是生长在哪里。
You might not know where he was born.
你也可能不知道他是做什么。
You might not know where what does he do.
但是呢，你一见到他。
But as you encounter that person,
啊，比方说见到一个西施啊，啊，这么个美丽的姑娘啊。
A very famous Chinese, a very beautiful woman.
一看起来之后啊，就叫你动心的。
So when you look at him, it's really touch your heart.
可能他是个村姑，乡下姑娘。
It could be a village girl.
可能他是一个甚至他没有读过多少书的。
Or somebody had not educated.
可能他也没有什么钱财。
Oh, very poor.
但是一见到，你觉得这个女孩子我很喜欢她。
And you might say, when I look at her, I really like her.
啊，这个男孩子我很喜欢他。
Oh, this guy, I really like him.
这是一种心里边的感应啊。
It's some kind of thing that you sense with your heart.
所以我们和读自己和神自己的爱呀、啊，也不是用头脑来研究这个啊，研究是没有什么重大的意义。
So love between a relationship between God and us is not something we just research on with our knowledge.
要我们用心灵和口啊来享受来感受。
It's something we sense with our mouth and our heart.
你看大卫吧。
Look at David.
大卫他的心中和口中享受到神的福分最多。
Because he really experienced the blessing of God with his mouth and his heart.
大卫真是非常的爱神。
He loved the Lord so much.
大卫的口中呢，也从他口里面赞美出的话语最多。
And he has so many praises from his mouth.
所以我们圣经的诗篇150篇呢。
In Psalm chapter 150.
大部分是大卫所写的。
All the 150 Psalms are written by David.
我们可以看见大卫呢，这些诗篇里边呢，他的口是怎样来赞美神的。
So within all the Psalms that he's written. We see how David praised God with his mouth.
他的心是怎样的来和神交通的？
And how did he have fellowship with his heart?
比方说，有一件大卫说，有一件事我曾经寻求，我现在还在寻求，就是我一生一世住在耶和华的殿中。
And David has said, "There's one thing I've been seeking all my life, is that I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever."
来赞扬他的荣美。
And to behold his beauty.
啊，比方说那一天大卫在旷野牧羊的时候。
On that day that he was being a shepherd in the field.
他躺卧在青草地上。
He lay down on the green pasture.
他观看神子所做的天地万物。
He beheld all the handiwork of God.
哦，他的心里就涌出美出来了。
And his heart just overflowed.
哦，耶和华我们的主啊，你的名在全地何其美啊！
He said, "How beautiful is the name in all the earth."
你看呐、啊，他的口中就发出赞美的话。
His mouth was just overflowed with praises.
他心中就流露出和神之间那个爱的交通。
And his heart would overflow the love that he has for God.
所以呢。像诗篇23篇呢，都是大卫和神之间用口和心来接触、来享受的那些赞美的诗歌。
So like Psalm chapter 23 are the praises he had from his mouth and his heart.
所以大卫能够说：“耶和华是我杯中的分。”
Therefore, David can say, "Lord, you are my portion and my cup."
我们盼望每一个弟兄姊妹啊，都能够享受主。就说杯中的份。
We hope that every one of us can enjoy God as the cup of blessing.
我们可以天天来享受、来饮用，能够让它成为我们的属灵的滋养料。
So daily we can take in this blessing of the cup of blessing become our nourishment to our body.
好，我们来讲的第三个字。
The third word.
父杯怎么样？满意啊，那个满字。
It's filled.
啊。满就是丰丰满满的。
It means very abundant.
啊，我刚才不是讲到以弗所书第一章吗？那你说。
Remember in Ephesians chapter 1, it says.
神在基督里面赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
It says God has blessed us with all kinds of spiritual blessing in heavenly realms.
你想想。各样属灵的福气都赐给我们，丰富不丰富啊？
Isn't it abundant that when he gives us all kinds of spiritual blessings?
但是不是只有这么一点？
Or it's just a little bit only?
有很多基督徒啊，心里面呢很抱怨。
Some Christians like to complain.
我信主是信主了。
Yeah, I become a Christian.
就是信主也没有什么了不起。
It's no big deal.
也不过就是如此。
It's just like this.
到礼拜天来聚聚会啦。
Just come to church on Sunday.
并且弟兄们常常说，你每天要读读圣经呐。
Or other people tell me I must read the Bible every day.
有时候弟兄姊妹还会问我，你每天有没有祷告啊
？And or other people ask me, do you pray every day?
那我也不好意思不聚会，不好意思不祷告，不读圣经。
And I'm embarrassed if I don't come to church, don't read the Bible and pray.
好吧，那等等这基督徒们都要聚聚会了。
So being a Christian, I should go to church.
啊，那基督徒们祷告祷告啊。
And I should pray.
我的儿子要考要升大学了，我就为他祷告，让他能够进到一个好的大学。
And my son's ready to go to college. I must pray for him that he will get in a good college.
有的时候嘛，有时间嘛，也翻开圣经来读一读。
If I have time, I will open the Bible to read.
我觉得做基督徒也不如此。
But I think being Christian just like this.
也会生病。
And we expect to.
也会碰见一些难处。
We encounter difficulties.
我们杨勇姊妹又碰见难处呀。好像做基督徒也没什么了不起嘛。
So no big deal being a Christian.
也不过如此而已。
It's just like this.
也不记得有什么好。
No special advantages.
我们呢，就是那么一点点，有点好，有点好处呢，就将来可以上天堂。
Oh, but one thing good is one day I can enter heaven.
大概这个天堂的入账券是拿到的。
And I have to take it to heaven.
将来就是不会下地狱了，可以上天堂。
But I will not go to hell, I will go to heaven.
除此之外嘛。
Besides this?
好像他们说有信主的有永生，大概有永生吧。
Oh, maybe I would, they said, well, I will have eternal life, maybe that's why I would have.
就是这样吗？
Just like this.
就是这么一点点而已。
Just a little bit, that's it.
神要给我们的父辈是满意的。
But yet the cup of blessing God gives us will be filled overflowing.
是丰丰富富的。
It's very abundant.
我们有首诗歌很好的。
It's a song that's really good.
叫279是吧
？Hymn 279。
这首诗歌很多弟兄姊妹都喜欢唱。
A lot of people like this song.
你曾觉得父爱心
？Have you felt the Father's love?
不是这么一点哦。
But there's still more to follow.
你曾尝到他的怜悯吗？
And his mercy, have you proved?
不是这么一点哦。
Still, there's more to follow.
你觉得圣灵的能力吗？
Have you felt the Spirit's power?
不是这么一点哦。
Still, there's more to follow.
这副歌是说多又多，多又多。
In the refrain is more and more.
不是这么一点。
Still, there's more to follow.
你曾觉得父爱心。不止这么一点，会唱吗？大家
听到他的声？
你曾尝到他怜悯，不止这么一点，都有都，都有都，不止这么一
So although we didn't show the whole song here, some people can memorize the whole song. And the Lord would just give us more and more and more to follow.
路加福音描写啊，神给我们的恩典丰富到一个什么地步啊？
You know, in the book of Luke, there's a description how much God would give us.
他要用十足的分斗。
He would a good measure.
连摇带按
and shaken together,
上殿下流的来赐给你
and running over would be poured into our lives.
你有没有看到你读到这件事情什么样的感受啊
So how do you feel when you are with this?
神要给我们丰富的恩典啊
God gives the blessings that God will give us.
有十足的深度的
It's a very good measure.
我们人常常很小气
And we have usually have very small hearts.
有时候叫名来买东西
And a brother may come and buy something.
明明他是要买一斤。
And he wants to buy a pound.
我就称给他称的平一点。
And I will give him a little less.
我只给他十二两，没有做一斤。
And maybe just 12 ounces, and not 1 pound.
人家来买粮食。
And people come and buy food.
我这个身那个身啊斗啊就给他弄得低一点。
And I did not give the full measure to them.
或者做的小一点。
And make a smaller measure.
比这标准的斗比标准的身啊要小一号。
And the measure is less than the standard.
他还以为是我是真正的始作俑给他了。
And the other people thought that I gave them a good measure.
人都是诡诈的。
Men are very denied.
人都是这么败坏。
And we are corrupted.
常常是欺骗我们。
And we cheat others.
但神给我们的呢？
But whatever God gives,
十足的深度,
it's good measure,
一点都不缺少的,
and no lack,
一点都不亏的,
and will not fall short,
并且两个人呀, 还要连摇带按啊,
and press down, shaken together,
因为你刚刚好像放满了吧,
and if you look at it as it's full,
摇一摇之后啊,
and after you shake it,
因为满了, 就会变成只有八分了,
so because you shake it, it's become only 80% full,
再加再加,
so you keep,filling it more and more.
加到也不但连腰带按了，还要上点下流满出来了。
It pressed down, shook it together, and running over.
神给我们恩典是这么丰富，上点下流的。
So this is how abundant God's blessing is.
有一件事情可以来解释、来描写呀、啊，讲到神要给我们的恩典多丰富。
And another thing can describe how abundant God's grace is to us.
就是那天主耶稣不在旷野。
Remember the day when Jesus was in the wilderness?
五个饼，两条鱼，给五千人吃饱，还丰富有余吧。
He used five loaves of bread and two fish to feed 5,000, and there's still left over.
那天耶稣给这些人说：“你们买饼给这些门徒说，你们买饼给这些人吃吧。”
Jesus said, "Why don't you get bread for these people?"
这个门徒说：“我们哪里有这么多东西给那么五千人吃饱了？”
And the disciples said, "Where can we find that many bread to feed them?"
结果一个小孩子，他妈妈给他五个饼两个。
A little kid, the mother gave him five loaves of bread and two fish.
我们能够找到的就是这么五个饼两条小鱼了。
And this is all we have.
这个是只够他一个孩童他自己支持的。
It's only enough for the little kid.
他最多跟我们分享了大概两三个人都吃不饱的。
And even if you share for two or three people, we would not be filled.
是要给这么多人吃。
For all these people to
be
filled.
哪有可能啊？
It's impossible.
主耶稣说，拿过来。
And Jesus said, "Just bring the food to me."
给我。
Give it to me.
就主耶稣一祝福。
After he blessed.
好奇妙啦。
How amazing.
这个五个饼两条鱼就分不完了。
You cannot stop passing all these five loaves and fishI give it to Brother Ming.
分给 Paul.
Give Paul.
分给平本。
Brother Ho.
分给郭平。
Give to other people.
分给 Annabelle.
Give Annabelle.
分给 Stephanie.
Stephanie.
分给 Jennifer.
分给 Jennifer.
一个一个都分。
And everybody has a share.
在座的每一个人都分完。
Everybody can have a share.
奇怪了。
How amazing.
这个五个饼两条鱼就分不完了。
But you never stop sharing.
这个五千人还没有完呢。
Even after 5,000
people. 还有妇女孩子。
And there's women and children.
分了一万人。
About 10,000.
分了两万人。
About 20,000.
还没完呢、啊。
It still has not finished.
还剩下十二篮的零食呀。
And there's left over 12,000.
这些主的丰富是享用不尽的了。
Meaning God's abundance, you cannot finish enjoying it.
它是丰丰满满的倾倒下来。
He just poured the abundance of the into you.
所以我们不要以为说我们信主就是这么一点点。
Just don't think that this is all we have being Christian.
这是我们不认识主的恩典，不认识主的丰富。
Because we do not know of His grace and His abundance.
主要给我们的丰富是用不完的，用不完的，用不完的。
The grace that you give us so abundant, we cannot finish using.
正月初一，他给我们够用。
He gave us enough grace for January 1st.
正月初二也可以，也够用。
And even January 2nd, we still can use it.
下个礼拜还够用。
Even enough for
that. 到二月份还够用。
Enough for February.
一直到十二月都还用不完。
Even in this December, we cannot finish using all its abundance.
多又多，多又多。
More and more and more and more.
不止这么一点。
And there's still more to follow.
这个诗歌描写的真好啊。
This song really describes it well.
叫做他的丰满，我不能言了。
And we cannot describe all its abundance.
大家会唱吗？他的丰满我不能言传。
He said he's so rich, he's so full.
大家会不会唱这个诗歌？怎么唱呢？他的丰满我不能言，但这丰满我知道，他的自己真是甘甜，而这甘甜我尝到。我希望弟兄姊妹啊，
听都宝贵的诗歌，你要好好的唱。
So I hope that you can sing well of these precious songs.
在你生活当中，经常有些诗歌在你里边唱。
There are always songs that's ringing in your heart.
在你口中唱。
You sing with your mouth.
在你心中享受。
You enjoy with your heart.
你会尝到主的丰富。
Then you can taste this abundance.
这个会叫你说你的生命得滋养而长大。
And then your spiritual life will be nourished and grow.
最后讲到第四个字。
The fourth word.
来讲到一字。
Is overflowing.
富备万亿的一。
Is the overflowing of his life.
一就是把主的丰富流露出去。
Is the overflowing the abundance of the Lord.
要叫主是我们这般人成为一个传递祝福的器皿。
That we become vessels that share the blessings of God.
当初神呼召亚伯拉罕，对亚伯拉罕怎么说的
？When God called Abraham, what did He say to us?
对亚伯拉罕呐
，Abraham，
论福，我必是大福给你。
I will give you great blessings.
但不但我要是大福给你
，Not only I give you great blessings，
并且要叫万国都因你得福。
And all nations will be blessed by you.
是神的祝福啊，不仅是把祝福给亚伯拉罕。
So that blessing is not only to Abraham.
并且叫亚伯拉罕就成为一个祝福的器皿，把整个祝福从他身上传递出去。
And Abraham become a vessel of God's blessing, it will overflow to others.
这个就是父辈满意溢出去了。
This is how the cup of blessing overflows.
不但是上进下流，丰富的不得了。
Not only so abundant, shaken together, running over.
并且还满溢出去。
And even overflows others.
这到那一天，主耶稣在迦拿婚宴上所做的事。
Remember when Jesus was in the wedding in Cana?
啊，那个玛利亚不是那家子主人不是酒用完了吗
？They had finished the wine.
玛利亚在主耶稣，他们没有酒了。
And Mary told Jesus, "There's no more wine."
那么主耶稣啊，就叫佣人来。
So Jesus said to the servants.
他叫主耶稣叫他们做两件事情。
Two things that he asked them to do.
第一件事情。
First.
把缸倒满了水。
Fill the jars with water.
六口是缸都是空空洞洞的，酒都没有。
But there are six jars that's empty.
主耶稣说：“现在把缸倒满了水。”
But now you fill the jars with water.
那就是让主耶稣的生命活水呀、啊，充满在你的里边。
Meaning you're letting God's living water fill your soul.
啊，这是第一件要主要叫我们做的事。
The first thing you need to do.
要追求的生命上达到丰满。
Is to seek for abundance in your spiritual life.
第二件事情。
Second.
主耶稣现在满了吗
？Is it full?
舀出来。
Now.Take it out.
舀出来就送给那管宴席的。
Now draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet.
就舀出来之后，管宴席一尝怎么样
？And after he tasted, what happened?
上好的酒啊
！This is the best wine.
那么美好，我们从来没享受过这么好的酒。
We never taste such wonderful wine.
啊，这第一件事情。
First,
倒满水。
The fill the jars of water.
让主的生命丰丰富的充满在我们里头。
Let God's living life fill our soul.
第二件事情呢，要舀出来。
You need to draw some out.
就是要把你在主面前所领受到的丰富啊，拿出来分给别人。
In fact, you take some of the abundance of God's blessing to draw some out to share with others.
分给你家里的人。
To share with your people in your family.
分给亲戚朋友。
To your relatives.
分给教会里面的弟兄姊妹。
To the brothers and sisters in the church.
让主的丰富啊，在你身上也传递出去。
So you can pass on the abundance of God to others.
我觉得很多弟兄姊妹都很可见的。
And regretfully, many brothers and sisters.
很多弟兄姊妹在主面前有很好的追求。
They really seek the Lord.
但是呢，就不大会把在主面前所领受的就用出去，就分给别人。
Because they don't know how to share God's blessings to others.
我认识一个姊妹。
I know of a sister.
她不在这里
吗 ？She's not here.
在另外一个地方。
Another place.
这个姊妹呀、啊，很有追求主的心。
And she really seeks the Lord with a wonderful heart.
凡是哪个地方有奉行会、布道会啊，都会去参加的。
And she would go to all kinds of revival meetings.
哪一个名传道人来讲了，她一定去。
Any famous preacher would preach, she would go.
啊，所以她可以领受的很多。
She received so much.
但是我常常觉得很可惜一件事。
But when I felt really regretful about her.
她的教会人从来不服侍。
But she never served the Lord in the church.
各样的聚会都参加。
She attend all kinds of meetings.
名传道人讲的通通都领受。
All the famous preacher, she took it all in.
从来就不用出去。
But she never used it.
不晓得把主那里领受了的就分出去，服侍出去。
She does not know how to share and to serve.
你知道吗？ 在巴勒斯坦那个地方有两个湖啊。
You know there's two lakes in the land of Palestine.
一个是加利利湖。
What is the Lake of Galilee?
一个是红海，死海就死海。
What is the Red Sea?
这个死海和加利利海两个不同的在什么地方呢
？The difference between just two lakes.
这个加利利海啊，它有一种上游流下来的水，然后呢，一种下游可以把它流出去。
A Sea of Galilee, they gather all the water, and then flow, you know, the sea, and then it will also flow out.
所以加利的海里面呢，加利的湖啊，它那个活那个水是活的，是活水。
So the water is living water.
是身上鱼虾就很多很多。
There's a lot of seafood, you know, fish and shrimp.
那个死海呢
？We get the Dead Sea.
它只有流进来。
It only receives all kinds of water.
没有流出去。
And does not flow out.
所以那个海就变成死海。
So became a dead sea.
咸得不得了。
Very salty.
啊，所以不长鱼虾的。
But there's no living seafood in there.
所以这就讲到我们基督徒啊，如果你在主面前只是领受。
So meaning that Christian, if you only receive and you receive.
而不晓得分赐出去的话呀。
But you do not share with others.
你里面是死的。
Inside you is dead.
生命在你身上不能够繁生出来。
The life in you cannot regenerate.
所以必须在主面前领受。
So we must receive from the Lord.
也必须要把它流露出去。
We need to overflow to others.
要分出去。
To share with others.
你看看那个撒玛利亚的妇人。
Look at the women of Samaria.
这撒玛利亚本来是心里很干渴啊。
And she was very thirsty inside.
她没有水呀，她没。
She had no water.
她井边来打水。
She must go to draw water every day.
现在遇见主了。
But that day she encountered the Lord.
也是跟她谈呀谈呀谈的。
So Jesus talked with her.
她说这个撒玛利亚。哎，你如果有活水，请你把活水赐给我吧。
And the Samaritan woman said, "If you have living water, please give it to me."
这个撒玛利亚妇人跟主耶稣一谈话的时候啊，主耶稣活水就涌流到她的里边了。
So while she was talking to the Lord, the living water in the Lord was just overflowed to her.
主耶稣也把她生命当中碰见的难处也解决了。
And he even saw her life problem.
哦，这个撒玛利亚妇人。哎呀，这位耶稣他真是好啊，真是宝贝啊
！And Samaritan woman saw that God is so good and so precious.
他把我所以往所做的事都讲出来了。
And he had mentioned all my previous problems.
他也把我问题都解决了。
She even saw my problem.
现在我尝到生命的活水了。
I taste the living water.
他赶快水，现在等打水那个水罐子不要了，丢在地上。
She left the water can.
赶快跑到撒玛利亚城里去。
She ran into the city.
对他们做见证。
And testify.
你们来看啦、啊，你们来看啦、啊。
Come and see. Come and see.
有一个人那是帮助我了呀。
A person that helped me.
啊，他给了我活水了。
He had given me living water.
解决了我许多的问题呀。
He solved many of my problems.
你想想，这个人不是基督是谁呀
？So if this is not Messiah, who is it?
结果呢，那个撒玛利亚人的城啊，城里的人都来看耶稣了。
So the whole city just went and looked at Jesus.
结果啊，那个撒玛利亚城里面的人呢、啊，因着这个妇人的话呀。都信了耶稣。
So the city of Samaritans believed the Lord because what the woman had told them.
所以这个撒玛利亚妇人呢、啊，她不但自己得到活水满足了。
Not only she received the living water and satisfied.
她也把主的生命传递出去。
And she passed on the blessings of to others.
成了一个祝福的器皿。
Became a vessel of blessing.
这就是神对亚伯兰说的话。
This is what God had told Abraham.
我不但是大福给你。
Not only I will bless you abundantly.
万国都必因你得福。
The all nations will be blessed by you.
我们一面要领受主的丰富，主的祝福。
So on one hand we receive God's blessing.
一面要把祝福传递出去，使我们成为一个传递祝福的器皿。
So on the other hand we need to flow that out to other people, so we can be a vessel of blessing.
在这2011年开始的时候。
So the beginning of the year 2011.
我们把这个心愿摆在主的跟前。
So we just lay our desire before the Lord.
我求主，无论是我自己。
I pray to the Lord that only for myself and brothers and sisters.
长岛的教会。
And the church in the
Long Island. 我们在这一年当中多蒙恩典。
That will be blessed this year.
能够成为主祝福我们的一年。
A year that God will bless us.
我们弟兄姊妹个个人都能够经历到。主给我们的福杯满溢
，that we can all experience cup of blessing filled to overflowing。
好不好？弟兄姊妹，我们个人在这么一个经验，主，我要享受到、经历到你的福杯满溢。
I want to experience my cup filled to overflowing.
好，我请你叫他们。
I'll stop to
that. 我请你先给中院。